Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All of those things are not supposed to exist. Some of you are already liking those things. You like them. You just move with them. But you see, it's not condemnation. It's because we are young people. And there's a tendency that we that are young now will be buying into all of those things. Are we together? They are not necessary. Be mature as a Christian. Be mature. So I was talking about Rhema in the first service. And we all have a good clue of what Rhema means. And of course, logos for me, they are all word of God, but what is Rhema? It's the word for the noun. So God can take a portion of the logos and makes it a Rhema for you in the noun to solve your problem. More like a summary of everything. And how that when you receive a Rhema from God, it will solve your problem. It will solve your problem. For instance, in the Bible, in Deuteronomy 8, God was trying to speak to his people to trust him. When they were in the wilderness, he said to them, get it for me, look for the spot of scripture for me and just put it up. Just listen to what I'm saying. You see it in 3 to 4 there about and put it up. He said, I've not allowed you guys to lack at any point. Even when there was no clue for how food will come, he said, you still have what to eat, because man should not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So there was no way for food to come. They didn't farm, so they were not expecting harvest, yet they had manna from heaven. Because God spoke to them that he would give them food. So God is like, believe my word, to believe that you're going to survive via my word. You eat by my word, you drink by my word, you'll be able to pay the school fees by my word. Even if I'm not seeing, even if you cannot see, I mean, any clue how the money will come, just know that if I speak a word right now, a solution can come. So when he spoke a word, there was food to eat. When he spoke to Moses, through Moses, spoke a word to Moses, there was water to drink. You see that? If he speaks a word for you, the solution will come. Are you listening to me? He was teaching people how to trust him. He was teaching people how to trust him. And sometimes as Christians, we may be in challenging, difficult situations. Challenging. And some of these situations, it is because God is actually trying to build our faith. If you look at Deuteronomy 8, let's see it together. The Bible said God allowed them purposely in some situation to prove their heart. Read from verse 1. Deuteronomy 8 from verse 1. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply. When you respond to God's word, when you obey God, what will happen to you? You will live and what? Multiply. And go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your father. So this was the deal. Follow what God wants you to do. Because all the instruction is giving you is to the end that you possess your possession, the land. So if they had hearkened to the voice of the Lord, they will leave. What will happen to them again? They will multiply and go in and what? Possess the land. So all of the instructions God were giving them, all of the things happening in the wilderness, was to the end that they enter into the promised land. But look at verse 2. Look at verse 2 also. It says, verse 2. Are we using Intel PC? And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to what? If you don't want to be humble, it's 40 years that God will use. If you don't want to be humble, you see, for humility alone that he wants, how many years? 40. It's your only humility that we are looking for. So if your own is, now we're not saying God would take use time. In the New Testament, the Bible says you are complete in Christ. But what if you are not proven to be complete in Christ? And we need time to get you complete where? In Christ. God in mind, it took 40 years to walk what? Humility. And test you to know what was in your heart. He wanted to know what was in their heart. Whether you would keep his commandment or not. Next part of scripture. Of course, they proved a lot of, they proved God wrong. Not proving God wrong. They actually misbehaved. That's what I'm trying to say. So he humbled you, allowed you to what? Allowed you to what? It was God that allowed those people to be hungry for a while. Do you know the funniest thing in this part of scripture? Is that while they were hungry, there was still fire by night and cloud by day. They were experiencing the supernatural. And yet they were hungry. I want to thank God, as I lay hand on the sister, she just got well. Go back home hungry. You see? Sounds like some of your problem. When I was praying, sir, I saw angel. But when I went back home, sir, there's no food. I'm fed you with manna, which you do not know, nor did your fathers know. And some of you, God has been faithful like this. He has blessed you in a way you cannot explain. He has done things to you that you don't know where it came from. And he might make you know that man shall not live by what? And the reason why he's doing things that will give you testimonies that are blowing your mind is so that to the end that you will understand that man shall not live by what? It is not only when you have food and water that you should be praising God. When you have a rhema, we say, but by what? What's that rhema? The now word of God. He speaks to you. It's from this understanding we got what we call the now word. The word for the now. Are we together? And that's why anytime you read the now word, you get a rhema. It's always addressing your situation in that season. Have you figured it out? That month, if you read now word very well, you will see your problem. If you hearken that to the word of God that month, you see progress in your life. Look at the person that wants to take her family out of this bondage of lack and problem. They are dating her now. It's an unbeliever that is dating her. You see, your family is living a wilderness life. Now God is speaking you out. Then one homeboy is dating you. The journey is very far. You now, who is the Moses, will die with the people of Israel or the people of your place in the wilderness. You know, when I say that, you're like, God is a merciful God. Who told you God is not merciful? God of mercy, God of justice. God is a very good God, though. Very good God. Very, very good God. You know that God wants you to take your family out of this trouble now. Pride wants to kill you. You think, the Bible says, the weapons of our warfare. Kai, open this water for me. He said, they are not carnal, but a mighty true God. What a cold water. Yes, Rima. Kai, drama. You see? You just be walking, God will just provide for you. Man shall not live by. An angel kept it. Manna. We don't know where it came from. Hallelujah. You know, one time many years ago, I will not say that one. You people misunderstand it. Imagine I tell you that I pick money from the ground, so I felt like it was God. Some of you will start picking and not return. But let me be very honest. I asked everybody in that place. I went to one Air Force officer. I said, sir, is this your money? He said, it's not mine. No. I said, sir, is this your money? He said, it's not mine. One man said, can I hold it for the person? I said, how would you know? I went to the other one. He said, see, young boy, you are a very honest boy. Go and eat the money. I said, sir, I should eat it. He said, go and eat it. And there was nothing in my hand. I was shaking. and I saw money plenty on the ground. I carried it. I started asking, is it your money? I know some of you will not ask any question. You just match it. And start declaring words. Libro Sharabaya. Mos kaparandi shubaris. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. For me, I asked. Then one person advised me, say, just eat the money. And in that one, he said, if anybody tells you their own, don't give them more. Probably the person that kept this money is nowhere close and has given up. I said in my heart, this would be an angel. I just cried because I needed money. And I'm seeing money on the ground, plenty. I'm not saying that anytime you see money, say it's God that gave you money. First carry it, because if you do this, behave like that, you too will do you. Carry it first, ask plenty people. Is it your money? Peradventure, as you are holding like that, the owner of the money will now come. It's good though. So that the day you too, you miss $5K, it just falls on the ground. Somebody can carry it and say, sister, come and take your money. Have you been there before? You drop something very important, somebody say, come and carry it. That can only be God though, in this country. And some of you were even with the person, he came down of the car, you now said, bye bye, we'll meet you another time. That was how he carried your phone and left. Like one time I was hearing that they took a lady's 10,000 in church, in her bag, inside church. As we were hearing the word of God, the person was calculating how to steal money. That kind of person now, if his children are not blessed, they'll say it's bloodline from the village. No, it's bloodline from the church. This is what some young men will do, and young that will make their generations suffer. How can you be hearing God's word in this kind of holy atmosphere? You will now be looking at people's bag and people's phone. You know, I went to a church, and as I kept my phone and everything, keys on the table, I lifted up my hands, and an usher came to me and said, sir, please, can you carry your phone and worship God with it? I said, I can't keep my phone. He said, sir, it's just I know you are a pastor, so please, I know what I'm telling you. In our church, we used to worship God with our phones up. I respected myself and carried my phone, put it in my pocket, and everything that had spread in my spirit and the physicality, praise the Lord together with me. People can be like that, so funny. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Satan wants to keep you stuck in a place. He put a particular character in your life, in your lineage. Let's say in your family, people get offended. They easily get irritated. That's how he has sustained that thing that your grandmother started in the family. So as long as they are angry, they can never become the best of themselves and break out from that demonic influence. You see, it's one thing to be born again, all right? It's another thing to walk in that renewed, this new life that you have gotten. That's why we say nature and what? Nurture. Nurturing brings you to walk in the reality of your nature. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? As there are many born again people who are still struggling from bloodline issue. Even if you are a pastor, if you are not careful, if you are not prayerful, if you are not staying with the word of God, when I say prayerful, you are not breaking it. You are funny if you are breaking bloodline. I break blood. I break. You enter into the word and the thing break by default. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You get into the word. Something should have filled you first. The word of God should have filled your spirit. Yes, we can declare an end to it, but if you are not filled with the word of God, those demons will come back. Imagine I say, leave this body, get out now. And this body is still empty. The demon passes back and he sees that this body is only empty. Nothing has filled the body. The only difference is that the body has been swept, meaning he is not in the body anymore. But nothing is in that body. Nothing has filled that body. The demon will come back with how many? 7 others. Making sure that this person will not get delivered again. I used to say many years ago, some deliverance ministers have killed their members in trying to help them. They remove the demons, they don't train them in the world. The demons come back and make them more terrible than before. Have you heard atrocities that you hear members do in church before? I mean, to a point you hear a member is a Yahoo person, he has killed people. Or you got to hear that a pastor, you saw human head, blah, blah, blah. You know what took them to that point? The misunderstanding of the word. So the demon will bring seven others. And will completely destroy that vessel. Are you all listening to me? What am I trying to say? Some problems some of us have in our families. You know, we know there are demons that cause them. But you see, demons cause this problem through ideologies in our heart. These strongholds we are talking about are not physical demons yet, or spiritual demons yet. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare, listen, are not carnal, but mighty in God for what? Pulling down strongholds. See the next part of scripture. It then says, casting down argument and what? Every high thing. That what? Against knowledge. So Satan, what will Satan use to fight, to exhort is to fight against knowledge? He will use another knowledge. The wrong knowledge to fight the what? Right knowledge. Argument and every high knowledge. High thing. Let's see in the TPT. Do we have this rendition in the TPT? It says, we can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defense of the true knowledge of God. We capture like prisoners of war every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. You see, we capture like what? Prisoners of war every word. See that? He will come through thoughts and ideology, Satan. Give me in the NLT. He will come through thought and ideology. If there's a demon in your bloodline disturbing you, the demon will sustain his place in that family by imputing in you a wrong character, a particular wrong character. Please listen to me. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thought and teach them to obey Christ. Rebellious thoughts are just rising from your heart. You are just sitting down. You want to start behaving like a rebel. You who are trusting God to come out from a trouble and bring your family out of a trouble, all of a sudden you are now the victim. Are you all listening to me? You know, I've pastored people, and sometimes I almost want to cry when I see what Satan is seeming to want to do in their lives. I almost, if not even cry sometimes. I remember a particular person I was pastoring, and person was praying, wants to come out of a situation, and boom, entered into a vision. Saw all her family in the vision, coming out of the trouble. I mean, the experience was quite amazing. You can tell God has started something wonderful. Only after a while, started doubting if God is really real in her life. Before you know it, started disbelieving the word of God. You know, because she has actually punctured into the supernatural. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Punctured into the supernatural, almost going to take a hold of that victory. Then Satan sees, no, we'll not allow this one to happen. And he begins to bring all the trials and the troubles. And all of a sudden, your confession has changed. How will he bring it? Wrong thoughts. He'll be making you imagine stupid and vain things. If God is really faithful, after all this prayer, why this? If God is really faithful, blah, 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 like the children of Israel, is it not better that I'm like that, my sister? She doesn't even know God like me. She has married. She lives in the heart of Abuja. She has a wonderful job. Me that claim to know God. I have declared that the cities are mine, the headings are mine for an inheritance. Look at where I am. You begin to compare yourself with people who are unbelievers. You are in a covenant with the Holy Ghost. I hope you understand that. And he doesn't just give money. He will not allow you to get money by compromise, except you force yourself into it. He is building you up. He knows when you need something. Yes, it's your father is in charge, but it's your father. It's not any other person's business that you are not rich yet. He knows why he has not given you money, because he knows you more than anybody. He said, God is a God of all knowledge. That's what the Bible said. And he said, by him, actions are weighed. He knows us more than anybody. And now, Satan is bringing vain imaginations in your heart. You are thinking of that friend who, when he wanted to become a Christian, he mocked you and said he cannot do this church. The guy is in the heart of Abuja. The guy is in the heart of Lagos. The guy is making some kind of money. You don't even care where the money comes from. Your own is, this person that is not serving God. And he's posting church things. He's posting that God is good. God has been faithful. Maybe one of the message, Chinwo's song, he's posting it. Anytime he blah, 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 blah. You know, those are wonderful songs. He's posting one to thank God. And you are feeling like you are a loser. A loser? Satan will be painting all of those wrong things in your heart. He wants to bring you to that point where you say, I'm fed up. I'm tired. I'm tired. I want to go back to Egypt. Firstly, leaving Egypt is a miracle. Leaving Egypt is a what? I hope you know it's a miracle. In those days, God had to do a lot of things through Moses for the people to leave Egypt. When you became born again, you were struggling with some habits. God delivered you. Imagine you like this, you are not doing those things again. Is that not a miracle enough? Now you are experiencing the supernatural. You've prayed for your mom, they are here, your brother, blah, blah, blah. God has seen one or two persons, people. I mean, people have been healed through your life. You have seen God touch people through your life. Now, you the same person, you the same individual, Satan is now reminding you, you don't have food to eat. You don't have water to drink. See what we read in the book of Deuteronomy. He tested them with what? Hunger. With hunger. And now you are complaining like the Israelites. We are tired. Of course, your complaint will not be to God. It will be to the pastor. It will be to Moses. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If Pastor Simon is a man of God, why are we not rich? And they always say, why are we? Why are you not rich? Some of your mates that began with you that listen are doing 10 times better than you. Some are just experiencing the supernatural, but the reason you always be in this wilderness is that you are not hearing what? You know they hear. You don't listen. You see, after this service, as you are not listening like this, you still feel goosebumps, so even in the service. As I'm talking now, fire will be burning your leg. But because you are still proud, wilderness, 50 years, 60 years, 5 years, nothing to show for it. Why you don't listen? That's why 40 years, to just make them humble. 40 years. We are complete in Christ, no lie. But what if you don't want to really understand this and live like it is true? We have to take time to build you up. The Holy Spirit has to take time to build you up. You will not just say, I pity you, come and enter. There's a standard for people that must be in the promised land. And he has given us, he has done everything to make sure that we become that standard and enter the promised land. What is that? His death, burial, and resurrection on the cross. He has done everything. Why will he just allow anything to just slide? No, he will not. He's a loving father. He said, if I have not withhold Jesus from you, he said, will I not through him freely give you all things? Firstly, he said, if your earthly fathers who are evil by nature from birth can do good to you, I will not give you bread when you, I mean stone when you ask for bread. He said, will I not, who is way, way better, not even withholding Jesus for you, from you, freely with him, with Jesus, freely. Meaning, if God wants to see you in the blessing, walking in everything he has destined for you, he should see you through the lenses of Christ. If he's not seeing Christ, you cannot freely enter into all these things. He wants to see Christ at work in your life. We have been blessed with all supernatural blessing where? In Christ Jesus. But now Ishmael has gone ahead. Ishmael has been given birth to from another individual. And you are wondering, why is my own taking time? Yours is Isaac. There may be a delay, but Isaac still owns everything. Isaac is still in charge. Do you get that revelation? Did you catch that? Forget people with Ishmael, forget them. Like Elijah said, he said, King, go, I'm coming. When the hand of the Lord came upon him, he ran faster than the horse. It's not about who started first. The Bible says, better is the end of a matter than the beginning. And I hope you know, The competition is not who will become richer. We are just implicated to become the richest because we are serving God and kingdom is first in our heart. We are not competing in the world to become who is richer. Well, I want to be richer than this person. Is that a, should that be a goal for a believer? That's a useless goal. But by implication, we will become the richest. Just by implication. If you are aiming to become the richest, it's a very bad goal. Forget that Ishmael has gone forth. Forget. They use malingering to get Ishmael. It's not with the wife. It's with house girl. Anytime you want to rush process, you compromise. Anytime you want to rush process, you must compromise. Just like some girls who come to church, they are toasting you. You don't want to agree, but you want the person's money. Very soon you agree. Very soon you agree. You don't like the brother, but the brother sends you money and you use it. You say, I did not beg him for the money, but I collect the money. The gift of a man maketh way for him. That's what the sisters or the brothers said, they are the even most foolish. They've not given you a yes, you are sending money. How foolish are you? You have low self-esteem. Keep your money and make investment. Say, why is pastor killing brother's fire for sending money? If it's your brother, will you allow the brother to be sending money anyhow? He's sending money for girls. He's destined to give girls money. Some of you will bend down your brother's head and break it. You have not sent your sister money. You are sending money for girls. Like one time a case came to me, a young man. He's compassionate towards women. Like if you have a problem, he likes to help. But his sister now reported to me that he doesn't help her. And I called him. I said, this is your compassion. She'll flow from the house to other people so that we'll believe this is your compassion. Because they will come and say, and the lady, she was not having school fees. So sir, because of the compassion of God. And I, sister came. Charity begins where? Hallelujah to Jesus. You want to marry a lady that the father says she doesn't have respect? You are saying the lady has respect. Her father says she doesn't have respect. Whose report will you believe? Who are you? Charity begins at home. I heard a story. The father asked the man, he said, is it you that will marry my daughter? He said, yes. He said, how? He said, sir, I saw her, I like her. He said, I mean, you didn't have any problem. He said, yes. He said, are you sure you checked well? And I said, okay, you see, this is the key of my daughter's room. Take. I said, why are you giving me, sir? Say, in case you push her, please give her this key to come back to our house. So when he saw the lady, she was calm. When she married, she nearly killed that man. He now remembered what the father said and looked at the key. I said, I will not push her first. Let me first advise her. He kept her and played everything the father said. She started crying and preached for her. She now repented. He said, your father told me that nobody can marry you, that he has already prophesied it. That's why he gave me the key to your room back in the house. That when I'm tired, I should send you back. Charity begins where? A sister that tells you her brother is a greedy person, you think the brother is a giver. My brother, you are in a big soup, a deep soup. Listen to the sister of that brother. Somebody say wisdom. Sister, say my brother greedy. Sister, say my brother greedy. Girlfriend, say la lie. This your brother. He no greedy at all. Now give her a B. Listen to the sister. Is that kagom? Because where does charity start from? That giving is for an agenda. The time will soon pass. It's just like NYSC, 77K for 1 year. When you finish, you're on your own. You know, NYSC people, they used to think that they've arrived sometimes if they are not careful. They'll be planning 77K plan from the beginning of the month. Don't be eating and eating. Madam, don't worry. At the end of the month, now 50k be your money, ba. After they finish NYSC, it's now they'll not celebrate POP and said we are done. We made it. We did it. Then even TP to go back to their location, they don't have. So all these months now, you don't have TP. TP. That's why the wise ones, when they come, they start learning a skill in the community. You see them learning how to make shoe, learning how to learning and tech skills, blah blah blah. Because they know that after now, they are on their own. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. So God saw their character and he said, no, leave them in the wilderness. Leave them. Humility have changed? No. How many years? 2 years. Let them continue till it changes. Till it changes. Why? Because if they enter the promised land with that character, the promised land will be messed up. It will be messed up. They will not even manage resources properly. Before you know, God will be passing the promised land and see mango that they throw in gutter. Plenty. You now see onions that worms are coming out from. They can't manage it. Why? Bad character. With the way some people are behaving, if they are blessed with money, they will just off. You know when light NEPA take light. From now, God is seeing it. That's why in His mercy, when you are finished praying, He will not make hunger to catch you. Why is He saying hunger to catch you? He wants you to take another route outside prayer. After you are done praying, He wants you to use your brain. Think. But you don't want to think. Some have called it, everybody, including Okada people. Now, they haven't chosen Okada people to enter, to climb, because They have quarreled with like 9. They have to wait for the 10th one to pass before they take Okada. Now you, they go, I beg. Stupid man. Or the Okada looks at them. Now you, God forbid, batting. They pass. Quarrel with everybody. In the area now, they know you as a quarrel person. It's a bad report, bad thing. Somebody is just coming, is just liking you, is passing the area. Now, imagine Sonny liking a lady in, let's say, Banada. Let's say the lady is Agatha. He's liking Agatha. He's coming to see Agatha. Agatha have quarreled with everybody in Banada. Then Sonny's friend in Banada, let's say, Ola. Now comes out one day and he see Sonny coming with Agatha. He says, Sonny, hi there, fine. Agatha, well done. Agatha now don't have peace of mind. She almost fought Ola. And she almost fought everybody in the area. My brother, now you God give this one. Have you Satan give this one? Sorry. Say, what do you mean by that? I said, maybe my mouth to go here and more. Make you ask other people. Sonina is restless. He begins to ask. He asks this one. Say, no go that one, no. Now Mike Tyson. He asked the other one, no good. Now, my, you see, your bad character have spread. Everybody now wants to come and marry you. If they just, you'll be praying that God, please, the man that wants to come and marry me, you don't know anybody in our area. In the name of Jesus. Bad character has a lot of bad effects. It will keep you stuck in a place for a long time. Even if God does not want you 40 years in the wilderness, your bad character can keep you in the wilderness for more than 40 years. People will be looking at you like this and they will do nothing because of what? Bad character. For some, you know, I don't know if you have had roommates like that, some of you. Have you seen roommates that are very, they feel like they deserve everything even though they have nothing? Have people had roommates like that? Don't shout so much before the roommates will hear you online. They don't want to do nothing. Like I said something about people that are poor. They have this entitlement mentality. They can't say thank you. They not even get offended at you. Unnecessary. I mean, I'm keeping you in my house. I'm giving you food. You are not angry with me. You won't have mind to be angry. What if I push you? Where will you meditate? Put your head and be angry. People don't just have humility. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They've not learned humility. I hope she's fine. They've not learned humility. Why do you think your father, though shout for him at work, he will still go the next day? Why do you think? Though insult him, he will still go the next day. He is thinking of all of you. If he leaves the job because of his pride, what of his children? What would they eat? That's why he's going. How many of you have seen your parents disrespected and you couldn't even do anything? You are just wondering why they did not even react. They have grown to understand that it's not everything we have to react to. I'm going to die and leave these children. And some of these people I'm seeing like this, God will use them to favor my children. So I don't have problem with everybody. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But you know that you are young, you think you are Mike Tyson, you should be fighting everybody. God will put you in a company of people who love you genuinely. And the only bad thing they've done to you is to advise you in the right path. But you want to run away from them. Everybody that advises you is not your enemy. But what you are doing is wrong. Ah, my friend, what you are doing is wrong. Ah, now, you found new friends. In your heart, you have found new friends. The new friends don't know you. Hope you know. The old ones are the ones that know you. If the new friends know you, in fact, they will not just tell you to leave. They will kick you out from their presence. It's just a matter of time. These ones even know you and they can even be patient with you. And before you know you're having problems, Satan is making you have discord with genuine people, genuine friends. People who love you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Satan is the one that likes to plant discord. He likes to scatter anything God is doing. The Bible says wherever God plants, Matthew 13, Satan will come and plant what? Tares. And he will go his way. He will just plant the wrong impression. Take for instance now. I didn't do this in the leadership meeting, but I'm going to take some time to explain that. Let's take for instance the choir. Now imagine there is a leadership team in the choir. I'm sure they have a leadership team. And one or two of the leaders are not behaving rightly. They are painting a picture and opening the door to the possibility of misbehavior in that team. Because firstly, they are what? Leaders. Secondly, they are not what? Behaving rightly. These people are supposed to be models and now not behaving rightly. Now, some members who are not leaders yet, that thing is being painted in their mind. That is why you don't joke with leadership in any system. Before you know, they may not be friends with the leaders yet, but they will be misbehaving because they have seen a leader misbehave. Do you see how dangerous leadership can be? That's how Satan. Now, that's why you see, sometimes as an HOD, if you observe, you start fighting to make leadership stable. Even leaders in your department, we are trying to make members okay. Before you know, it is leaders. You don't understand this one. The brain has shifted north east. This one, the brain has gone west. This one, south. What is wrong with you? You don't understand. Then you see the HOD, the pastor, is trying to get the leaders together again. He's getting it. That's another walk. That's another war you are giving that pastor. Instead of being focused on the people that are not leaders, they have to grow. Now, how do you think the ministry makes progress? And it's not so much of the ministry than it is of the kingdom. How do you think we are going to win more souls? You see, Satan is planting discord. Planting what? Tares. So that there will be no growth, proper growth. Think about it. Listen, there's a lot of fight in your heart. Some of you even sit there, there are fight, war in your mind. War. And sometimes, the only reason you're going to have faith is listening to the voice of God through the person he has put in charge of you. Through your leader. Because you may not even find any reason to have faith at a point. But remember, the Bible said the work of the fivefold is to nurture the saint. The Holy Saint. It's to nurture them till they become perfect. Is it the responsibility of the leaders? To nurture you till you become perfect. It means on the process of becoming perfect, you may exhibit one or two wrong behaviors. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But if you have that mentality of I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing alone, nobody can help you. You are killing yourself. You came late and the HOD say, come. Why did you come late? Don't behave like that again. And now, the HOD is too. Pastor is looking out for them. Senior pastor. He's noticing and correcting. Noticing and what? Correcting. That's the balance. Are you all listening to me? See what I said about the 12 spies. If you look at Numbers 14, if you go downwards, the angel of the Lord struck the 10 of them. He said, for bringing an evil report. Because the beginning of Numbers 14, what did he say? He said, fear entered the camp. Immediately they reported rubbish. Fear. And thank God that thing did not look like a sin, but it was a sin against God. They came and said, these people that we saw, they are like giants, we are as grasshoppers. Then the Bible said the people began to weep. They started crying. You see, what did they see? They saw giants there truly. They did not exaggerate. But God was like, why do you need to tell the people that? I learned that from Pastor Chris. He said, never speak some weak things to people. Never speak weak things. Imagine I come to you people on a Sunday and I say, see, Christianity is not easy. We are suffering. See, we are suffering. If I am suffering, what is your hope? What is your hope? See, Pastor Simon even said that Christianity was suffering. See, he nearly cried in church. With all the anointing I think prophet has, if he can talk like that, I'm not even worthy to suffer like him. I'm dead. You must learn to paint the right picture. Are you listening to me as leaders? You must learn to paint the right picture. Because God himself is the one that elected you into leadership. He's the one. Moses seemed to be the one that selected them, but it was God that took those people, that brought those people up together. It was God that selected them. And when they were sent, 10 came with an evil report. Moses only said, go and spy the land so that they will know that the land really exists. And one of my friends told me something. He said, see, if God tells them to go and spy the land, that means the land was close. They went and saw the land. They were not traveling many miles into the land. Imagine God tell you, go and spy the land I'm taking you to. Meaning the land is around you. But why have you not entered? Bad character. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It's just around them. Why have you not entered? Bad character. Your mentality is not right. There's warfare in your heart. Satan is infusing the wrong thoughts. He's giving you poverty pictures. You are just thinking weakness, thinking poverty, thinking smallness. And you want to enter the promised land that way? You don't have. You just sit down. And you are a leader, probably. You think of irrelevant things as a leader. Irrelevant things. Knowing God, what God wants to build, you are just there painting wrong pictures. You that people should be looking up to, you are misbehaving. I've told you before, there are many genuine men of God in this world. But God does not give you many pastors. He gives you one pastor. And he tells you that one pastor can bring you into your destiny. The reason why sometimes we have some crazy administration to your mind is not because they are actually crazy, like the way some of us think they are crazy. I forgot to say that in the leadership meeting. See, for instance, we say, don't listen to any other sermon. Listen to the sermon you hear from here. And some people say, is prophet trying to make other men of God look small? No way. But now, take for instance, you see something that really blesses you from another pastor. As a leader, for instance. Which is very, very possible. Are we together? And you just take it and as a leader, you put it on your status. And some of your followers in that department now say, okay, for so leader to post that person, I think we need to check that person out. And they go to check that person out. They begin to swallow up everything they are hearing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you people listening to me? Anything, whether good, bad, and ugly, they are possibly possibly right messages there and possibly what? Wrong messages there. Take for instance, I'm your father and I'm grooming you up and I discover you have diabetes as your father. So there are some food you're not supposed to eat, isn't it? What are the foods, for instance? Huh? So much yam, so much rice. Are they done eating rice? Like they don't eat rice at all? There's a special rice for diabetics. Oh my God. That's a terrible sickness. Rice is sweet. How can somebody not eat rice? But not much. If you have diabetes, in the name of Jesus, let it die. So that you will eat rice the way you want. Do you know the way I love rice? They now say I will not eat rice. That I should eat 2 spoons. What? It's a bad sickness. Let me not even use it. Let me use another one. Ulcer, people say, amen. Okay. Be pretending. They say, go and fast. Say, I have ulcer. Ulcer, it has not finished because of fasting. So imagine I have a child that has ulcer, which I know I had some that told me the last fasting, but they don't want to raise their hand. Now the person comes to me, the doctor tells us the person should not eat peppery things, fried things. Sickness is from the devil. Are you hearing the thing they are calling? Fried things, peppery things, beans. Just imagine they say you cannot eat beans again. The way you love beans. Sickness is from Satan. It's not from God. Now see what they call beans. Fried things. Beans, so for some people, beans is life for them. Fried things. So imagine me now will not eat chips again. This Irish potato that I like very well. I can't eat it again with egg. If you want to steal my heart for a moment, Irish potato and egg. Imagine. There I cannot for a moment to give you counseling. Imagine I can't eat it again. God forbid, but now that child goes to another house. They now give the child plenty beans, plenty Irish that is fried, plenty pepper. They say in our house, we they eat pepper, you can't chop my child. The child eats, and maybe a bad thing happens, and the child probably loses his life or her life. What made the child to die? Was it because those other parents were wicked people? They were not aware. They were being nice to the child. But they were not the ones that were originally supposed to be the parents of that. They don't know anything about the child. But the father knows. If the father enters there where the child is eating, what would the father say? Stop! Stop! And the other people may be wondering, why is he saying that? Blah, 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 blah. That's how pastoring is. We know our people. We know people. Why do we want raising people up? Some of you, there's some condition we create for you. It is not to kill you. It is to help you. Any intelligent pastor understand what I'm saying? Not a pastor that wants to pastor all his village. If you really want to go far as a pastor, you understand what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are certain conditions you put people under so that you see them become the best of themselves. So you hear somebody like Paul in scripture say, mark that person. He calls some people's names. He said, don't be close to them again. Why? We are trying to raise these ones up. We don't want them corrupted. That's what pastoring is all about. Imagine Paul in your days would tell you, mark that person, do not be close to them. Do not be close to them. Why? Because you'll be corrupted, you'll be impacted wrongly. Some of you have friends who you truly have to be far from. Not friends, people you call friends, because these days people just say my friend. They don't even know what friendship is all about. There are people you have to be consciously close to, far from, because when you check their status, they encourage you wrongly. When you see the thing they post, the way they talk. I have this friend who goes to different churches on Sundays. Different churches. That should not be your friend. He has magnitude but no direction. All of a sudden, that one is the type that want to bring worldly version of gospel songs into the church. You observe. With time, that's what will happen with such people, because they don't have pastors. Nobody can tell them cut your hair. Nobody can tell them remove that earring. If you have a pastor, there are certain things that can never happen. Imagine now my people here who sing. One day I see them mention a worldly singer that maybe I see Ochanya with Rihanna tomorrow. They want to do a cover. The question is, the first thing most pastors are, who is her pastor? Or does she have a pastor? Ochanya can come to me and say, well, they gave me an offer of over $12 billion, sir. You see how the husband did cry. Money is powerful, though. Sir, so I don't know. It's just a cover. I'm not going to follow them. I'm not going to live for them. I'm not going to live with them. Blah, blah. You see, they are paying you that much for a cover. You think it's just a mere cover? All the people that went to win some unbelievers and did a cover with them as singers, where are they today? I don't want to mention their names. They went to cover. They now cover them. Where are they today? It's just a simple cover. They know what happens. They told this singer, this one of these oldest singers in Jos, Panampasi, many years ago when he just started, the money was over 14 million or 17 million, I can't remember, that they offered him not to just call the name of Jesus. He was not going to say any rugged thing or bad thing. It's just to sing a song without mentioning Jesus. That was the deal. I mean, you're not going to say nakedness of any woman, blah, blah, blah. Just sing a song, but don't mention Jesus. He looked at the offer. He looked at the money at that time, 70 million or more. That's big money. And he rejected it. He rejected it. Why? Why are you giving me this much not to mention the name of Jesus? Even if I'm wondering, is it not to just sing a song and not mention the name? I know it's a trap. Because when you do that song now and they promote it, you will now have like 180 million as your income. Will you not want to go back to gospel? You will not want to go back to gospel. Because you have tasted something very big. Why do you think some of these singers cannot go back to their churches? As we are talking now, some of even these gospel singers. Why they can't they go back and be pastored? They've tasted money. They've gone somewhere and they give them so million. They cannot do without it. They go and sit down somewhere and be hearing the word of God. They say, why? My family depends on this music. Your family depends on the music. Now, are we against people singing and taking their songs out there and God blessing them with money? No. Are we against people going out for ministration? No. We're against people going out of control. That's the only thing we're against. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Should in case somebody will say, Pastor Simon, hey, Pastor Simon is saying nobody can. No, I'm not against that. You can go out and bless other people. But when you go out of control, you need a pastor to guide you and tell you, hey, what are you posting like that? Imagine one day I just sit down and I'm scrolling towards Facebook and I see Sonny just with a lady and he's just holding it up. Well, hello, well, Abuja, I'm coming to you soon with this, my two daughters. What's your name? Naomi and Vera. We're coming to bless your city and blah, blah, blah. And I'm wondering, Pastor Emma, what is happening now? Is that Sonny? What is happening with him? Why is he holding women like that in a video? See, sir, Sonny says grace is now strong. He can go through the thick and it. Call Sonny to come. Let's make his soul lean. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Bring him to church. Cut off all his ministration. Let him be praying every day. If I bring him to my house, let him stay in one of the rooms and pray for 6 months. He will just be going for service and coming back. Going for service. Jesus will appear again to him. He will see Jesus literally. And Jesus will tell him, wrong path. Now you are in the right path. I remember many years ago, one of our spiritual leaders, here I can tell you the story. He told him, come back, sit for 6 months. When they offered, I think they offered Kiai over millions at that time. When he heard the story, it was to leave gospel. He called him to come back and he put him through a series of prayers. He said, just be praying. Because at that point, if you are there around that environment, the temptation, You remove the H from the name and it's just another name. That's all. It sounds the same. We're not really changing your name. We're just removing the H. Satan said to Eve, "You will not really die. Your eye will just be open." Whenever God said, "Don't do something," you know, most times your heart will be... How many of you have been there? Whatever they say, don't do in life, self. Your heart is, you know, you are in keke. Like one time I was with one of my wife's sister or say or cousin. We were just driving and she was like, "You know what I'm imagining? I wish I can just jump out of this keke into this river now." I turned and looked at my wife and looked at the girl. I said, "Jump outside what?" I said, "Why? Let me leave first. So let me come down from the keke before she jump back." People are like that. How many of you have been on the top of a building and say, "What if I jump and fall to the ground? What will really happen to me?" Then one man will say, "Try it now. Just jump." So what if I jump? What is there? I will just jump now. And people will say, "Don't try it. I will jump." Don't try it if you really jump. You wait for us in heaven. God said, "Don't eat from that tree." See what even Adam told Eve. He said, "In fact, don't go close to it. Don't touch." Adam amplified it to Eve. "Don't touch." When Satan was tempting now, who was he tempting? Eve. Why? She was close to the tree. Adam was not being tempted because he was far from the tree. They say, "Mark the unruly leaf, you are close. You'll be tempted." The one that is not close will not go through that temptation. You that is close, the temptation will hit you. So, are we foolish pastors to say mark the unruly? Because whatever you are doing in your local church as serving God is part of your fulfilling of destiny. It is that important. You can trade anything for that. You know, someone may say, is it because of church? Church, no, church cannot be the reason. We're not building an empire for ourselves. It's about your soul. I've not gone to found out. But I've seen a few that came back, one or two. And when I hear the testimony, you know, one of my sons many years ago made a mistake. And when he wanted to come back, I said, "You can come." He wanted to see me. He was passing town. I said, "Come." When we met in the office, he then said, "Sir, in all humility..." He said, "Sir, I have gone everywhere. I have moved everywhere. There's nothing outside God. There's really nothing out there. I've tested and I've seen. And I'm telling you boldly, sir, there's nothing out there." I said, "It's well. Tell them." He said, "There's nothing out there." He said, "Those days when we were here, we used to think that we just move out, we'll go and see all these." He said, "There's nothing out there. It's just rubbish. In fact, when we go out there and see some things, we are wondering. See how people think." And you know, there are Judases. Instead of repenting, they rather kill themselves. But there are the Peters. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That can come back. There are people like that. You know, pastors came to me and said, "Pastor, are you going to inculcate the person back into the pastor?" I said, "No, not yet. We are still watching some things. We don't know where you went to. We don't know what you have gone to, where you have entered. We want to understand you back." Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Before we inculcate you back. So be careful. Are you listening to me? Very careful. When you hear wrong words, it can be seeds in your heart. You are around somebody that is always talking down leadership, probably in a choir. He's talking down your leader every time. Every time he talks down your leader. Every time he talks down your leader. And he's your friend. See, maybe say I hate TGCO, but Pastor Emma sometimes, you know, they understand person. It just, it get way they behave what I don't like at all. It get way they behave. Now, that is not getting to your heart yet, though. You'll be like, "I stop that thing. Why not? Why they talk like? I better change topic." You change topic, I'll be change friend. Now, you may be like, you're not getting what he's saying, blah, blah, blah. The day you are probably shouted upon in choir, Yaza. "Why are you talking? Why are you? I'm talking to you people. You are touching. Are you okay?" Now today I don't see this thing where this is my brother they talk. See how he shout for me. The words of the wicked wait in what? Search of blood. Same in other department. If somebody left church, they are not saying that you should not be close to the person. Now, why will not cult? Now, cult them be. You don't see somebody trying to be emotional. Why will somebody miss it and they will not be telling people not to be close to the person? Why? Jesus came for the lost. If somebody misses it, let prophet go for the lost. Is it not emotional about souls? And sometimes when we hear that statement, we almost want to run mad in our head. I asked somebody one time, I said, if you are very emotional about souls, you would have been Prophet Simon. But you see why God called me? Because I love souls more than you. You don't like souls like me. Probably you hate souls. So what is the proof that I love souls? Hello, souls. I love you all. Souls. You know I love you people. Souls. Oh, souls. Are you seeing my love for you? But the man of God is bold. Every time. Oh, I got the love of God. Glory to God. And they are wondering what kind of... You know, I was talking with his sister and she said something many years ago. Of course, I learned something from that. He said, many years ago, sir, when I misunderstood you, I thought you were proud. I thought you were proud of me. I now ask myself in my heart, I say, eh? You know, I was shocked because someone actually felt I was proud for a moment. You know, the thing shook me. Me? Proud? I wish I was proud in a holy way, sir, to an extent. It would have helped me. But I was wondering, how the hell did the enemy prevail like that? Now, there would have been many also that would think like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That would think like that. There would be many. You know, and when I got to listen to the report, it's so funny that the person said, I wrote a letter to remove them from church. I wrote letter. You are not a pastor. In fact, not all pastors I write letter for. It is when the case is severe that I write letter. I don't waste my ink. I did not even write letter. I did not even suspend. The person abstained from church. And, you know, I had to go and ask my wife. Yes, I said, did I really suspend? I said, no, you just, the person just started. Me too, the thing shocked me. You know, there's a way they will say something, you now suspect yourself. I said, I really did this one. And when I went and checked, the person just stopped coming to church because the news casted that we found out some shocking revelation and which we cannot reveal here. And the person ran away from church and wouldn't come so close. And the person now said, I tried coming to apologize and prophet pursued me. Me. You came to apologize. I have mine to say go. Ha. Ha. Now wow. That is serious. Me. Do I ever have mind to pursue somebody? Do you know in this church I've not pursued more than two people? The people that I haven't pursued were pursued by the Holy Ghost before I came in and said, Holy Ghost, they make you come out. Yes, because it was obvious. They chose a path for themselves. Are you all listening? Don't be foolish. He said, no, it doesn't matter. Is it not to just change church? It's not about changing church. Has God called you to walk here? You think God will be looking at you like this and be clapping for you? You are changing one church to another, changing one responsibility to another, changing one woman to another. He gave you a wife. The wife did not do you. You want to carry another one. You are foolish before God. Even if you like being in church, be feeling goosebumps, you are still foolish. Why? Because they told you the truth and you wouldn't listen. You want a pastor that will be buying you bobo. You know that bobo, that ice, that milk, and be feeding you. That's why many people are stuck sometimes. Not everybody. Some people are stuck for a very long time. They don't listen. They don't listen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. You know, I got speaking one time and I found out one shocking revelation that really moved me. You know, there's this dog in my house now. He's a local dog. After real Brillo died, we now bought this fake Brillo. And I had to name him Brillo, even though I don't even like that he's bearing Brillo because he doesn't look like it. But it's behaving well to an extent. But I observe one greedy character. Anytime I put food for the dog and those other animals, chicken, are trying to come close, you just say no. So I'm like, which kind of demonic character is this one? He doesn't do that reaction only not when human beings even come, only when there's food. So the other day, okay, I put food for him one side and then carry the rest and pour for the chicken. He now rushed back to the chicken's place and then I ran away. So he ate that one and was rushing. I said, and I could, I said, you are greedy. I threw stone. I said, this is a greedy dog. I was now hearing a story of a particular lady. They said when she received money, one time, some money, she was now, her friend, her sister in the faith in church, was observing that she was calculating how to invest the money. Just, you know, the way you collect money, then your mood will change. You start calculating. You are now a madam. You understand what I'm trying to say? Calculating how to invest the money. Then the sister in the faith said, have you paid your tithe? You know that how that my dog did? She just reacted. I want to double my money before I pay my tithe. Okay. You see, you love God so much that you want to double your money because you don't want to give God small tithe. You think you have sense. Your tithe in 10,000 is probably 1,000. You want to double it to 20,000 so that I can give 2,000. Is it not the same thing? Guess what then happened at the end of everything? When she settled down and did all the investment, all the money was stuck. All of them stuck. The person that has the investment now changed location. It was as if he was waiting for her to just put the money so that he would stop the investment. Where will you start from? Nowhere. The only thing that will start growing in the heart of that person now is what? Offense. Now, who made the mistake? You did. Who takes the blame? God takes it. You see how foolish human beings can be. That's what will keep you stuck in one place for a long time. A long time. Because you don't know how to hear God. He tested you with small things. God, open my doors of finances. Boom! An opportunity comes. You are giving probably 1 million. Boom! There's a war in your heart. What is the war, brothers and sisters? The war is, I know if you just send 100,000, I want double that to 2 million before I pay 200,000. 100,000 too much. 100,000, it will become 900K. The money don't scatter now. Can I pay my tithe twice? I'll do an investment, then I'll wait, and I'm, you know, funny people. You didn't have 0 naira. Are you listening to me? God gave you just to give God his share, but Now, God has tested you with little, but you are declaring, I'm working in billions. In the name of, how will you work in billions? You that is not faithful in little. God is looking for, I have that weakness in my heart. God wants to raise real kingdom financiers. I tell you the truth in these last days. I have that weakness so strong in my heart. Look at the wickedness I spoke about in the first service. Somebody wants to sponsor porn. Porn movie. Porn production. We did not say anything as Christians. The other day they said, Padibo, he said his children should give 10 million, maybe 100 million. I can't remember the amount. 1 billion. And people, Nigerians were complaining for what? For good marketing. He wants to arrange his church. The church where God's people are. Make the place more convenient. And it's paining people. It's paining people. The same human beings are the ones celebrating Davido. Wow, nice one. And they are teaching you how to support God's work. Thank God for the way God rose in the heart of people this time. I'm sure some of you saw the way people were defending him online. Say it's our money. Some people even gave and put the screenshot online. I have given. Anybody should die. I tell you, it's the Holy Ghost that is moving right like this. Oh. Do you know many men of God that their mouth is shut down? They want to do project. They don't know how to talk. It's not their project, though, but they don't know what to say. In fact, when he reaches time to give, they're like, media guys, can you off the camera? I want to talk to some people in church. They're not cover because they are scared. They are wondering. Then let's go back to the days of the Bible. Days of the Bible. You want to go back to the days of the Bible? You really want to go back to the days of the Bible? Paul, the chief apostle, he said, I charge other churches to preach to you, and you are looking down on me, I'll start charging you too. Let's go back to the days of the Bible. 2 Corinthians 11. Have I ever charged you for a year? I said, okay, my bill for the year, GCMI, is 2 million. all my fueling, all my allowance for meat in the house, all my food money, I will manage 2 million. So if you have 2 million, let us know so that we'll start preaching. Imagine that's how preaching should be. You will obstruct the message of the gospel because people are still growing. In fact, when people are not even willing to hear for free. Am I lying? There are some people that are not willing to hear for free. Did you invite some people and say, I'll pay your transport? They still said no. So Paul, when he sends that a certain particular people can do it, he told them to do it. When he sends some cannot do it, he didn't force them to do it. So he said to them, 2 Corinthians 11, that there are some certain people I charge so that I can even come to you and preach to you. Meaning when he goes there, I tell them, gather money. There's a work we need to do. There's this we need to do. There's that we need to do. Blah, blah, blah. My traveling and the rest. They gathered the money. He went to other people and preached to them for free. In fact, that's how it is in church even. As well, in church now, some people can support projects. Some cannot support yet. They don't kill the ones that cannot. Yet the ones that can, we tell them to do it. Paul told Timothy, he said, admonish the rich. Did you see that part of scripture? To give and gather themselves treasures of eternal life on the earth. Because you cannot give does not mean we should not tell people to give in church. The project that we want to do, who will do it if it's not us? We are the ones that will do it. And your faithfulness, you start proving it from small. From the small you have, can you give to the things of God? If you cannot give from small, you cannot give from plenty. I found out something I was telling the pastors yesterday. I will keep on saying it. I've been the pastor of this church for a long period of time. The people that always give, always have to give. It's a mystery. And it's God that said that in the scripture. He said, givers never lack. I have observed that people that always, our top financiers in this church, as pastors, as members, always have to give. I've sat down and analyzed the thing. Always have to give. The ones that could not meet up, still cannot meet up, some of them. And some of them genuinely cannot meet up. And we don't have a problem with that. A pastor knows the greedy people. He knows. No pastor, there's no pastor in this world that doesn't know members are greedy. He does not say it. He will only teach them not to be, because we are still growing as Christians. That you are greedy does not mean you are a bad person. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are just greedy because you don't have revelation. There was a story Pastor Chris shared one time when he was teaching cell leaders and was teaching on giving. He said, two boys were in his school and one of the boys were crying. And while the boy was crying, the other friend said to him, why are you crying? He said, I'm hungry, I've not eaten. He then took all of his money and said, take, buy food and eat. He said, what of you? He said, don't worry, my father will give me another one. He said, but you've not asked your father. He said, don't worry, I know my dad. We have abundance. He's going to give me another one. He said, imagine a child of God thinks like that. Imagine you think like that. God wanted to help that woman that her husband was dead, the widow woman, the widow of who? He wanted to help her through Elijah, his prophet. He did not break principles for her head. He said, give to my servant the prophet. She gave. The Bible says Elijah ate. And I always used to ask a question. How many of you believe the Bible? How many of you believe that story in the Bible? You think it's a fairy tale? You think it's real? Imagine Prophet Simon now. Imagine I come to Agatha and ask Agatha, Agatha, how much do you have saved my last 2K, sir? I don't even know how I'll survive tomorrow. I say, Agatha, go to high level. Get me pounded yam. Get me egusi soup. Get me goat meat. Bring it for me to my office. I will eat and you'll get money. Oh my God. And this news gets to the internet and maybe very dark man sees it. My ministry will almost be crushed into pieces. But it happened in Bible days. Now, does this thing I'm saying make any sense if I compare it with these days? No. But we should read it in the Bible. When she finished, what did Elijah say? He said, get containers, get containers. And he said, the Bible said, as long as there were containers, the jars, the oil, kept on what? Flowing. And at the end of everything, the Bible says she had a multi-billion naira business. But God did not break the principle. He said, give. She says, my last. He said, give. It is givers that will never lack in this life, not receivers. No matter the trouble, it is givers that never lack. No matter your situation, it is what? givers that never lack. This is one of the revelations God helped me to understand many years ago on financial prosperity. No matter what, it is givers that never lack, not receivers. That's why he enforced the principle in the life of that lady. I don't have so much. Blah, 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 blah. God still wants you to give. The Bible said the church, there was a certain church in Corinth that out of their poverty, Paul said, they still gave. Why would Paul receive their offering out of their poverty? Because Paul knew that it is givers that never lack. The woman that gave her last, Jesus did not say return it to her. He said she gave the best. Now, that's the only point Jesus said. Do you think that woman did not receive a reward? Huh? He said that woman that gave the least money gave the best because she gave out of her all. Maybe somebody gave 2 million. The one that gave, let's say, 2,000. You gave 2 million. If that 2,000 came from somebody's, let's say that was his best. He probably had 3,000, or probably that was the last things he had in his account. Probably he had 4,000, and he decided to take 2,000. You that had 2 billion and gave 2 million, people may clap for you. But God is saying that one that gave the 2,000 from his best gave better than you that have 2 million. Meaning it's about the effort, the intention. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The intention. I said, why have you not given? He said, things are very tough. Blah 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 blah. But you're always subscribing. You're always doing. Now I'm not trying to make you feel bad and the rest, but we have to teach the word of God. You can always do other things. You see, the kingdom of God is not your priority. If it is, you'll find a way somehow to be able to give. You can make sacrifice. In fact, it has to be sacrifice. Not when everything is just cool for you. Say, don't worry, when I make this 10,000, I'm expecting 10,000, I'll give 2,000 out of it. Now that you have 3, you cannot give 1,000 out of it because no, it's tough. That it is giving in the sacrifice that really, really matters. That's what sparks something in the realm of the spirit. Sacrificial giving. The Bible says, when thou prayest, when thou fastest, it then says, when thou givest. We have a conclusion. I have a dear friend. We have a conclusion with him. We said, you see this giving of a thing, you don't emphasize this too much. It is people that follow the principles that will prove you wrong with their results. So Bishop Oyedepo, how can he have private jet? How can he have this? He has 2. He has blah, blah, blah. Oh my goodness. Did you read the biography of that man? Did you hear the story of that man? Can you carry your first 3 million and donate to church to do building? Carry half of it and give orphanage when you don't have a car? Go and read about him. As long as the earth remaineth, see time and what? Be very fair. Be very truthful to yourself. Go and read the stories of that man. How he stayed in a zinc house. How he didn't have food to eat. How they boiled water and salt and drank as food. And yet when money comes, God can still have the impetus to tell him, do it, do this with the money. He will leave everything and go and do it. Instead of putting his children in the best schools, they went to schools like everybody. Why? Because he was busy hearing God. You've heard his statement, whatever I cannot have, may God never give me. Then you think 2 private jets is even something. When you, that is busy shouting, cannot even remember the last time you gave sacrificially to the things of God. I heard somebody condemning Pastor Chris. He had money. He was talking one time. I said, I don't even know the properties I have. I have a lot of properties. I really don't know. I've lost count of all the properties I have. I think I have some properties in China, some in blah, blah, blah. He was just mentioning some. He's not even sure where their papers are, but he has a lot of properties, he said. And some people are wondering in the comment section, and Nigeria is still like this. And that road. Now, you are now putting federal government responsibility on pastors. If the team pay you, is it not to move to White House and go and stay in Abuja and say Tinubu must go? Say now Africa is suffering, yet pastors are getting rich. Didn't you read your Bible? If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every other good will be added. Did God say if Nigeria is suffering, it will not be added for the men of God? Funny enough, if you check these, some of these people, the people that even give to them more are not even people that are Christians. Some of them are not even Christians. They just go and say, man of God, I was blessed. Somebody traveled, I was listening to, seeing a testimony. He traveled from a far distant country, came to a man of God and said, I was blessed. He gave him some huge amount of money. He said, I was blessed. I was not a Christian. I was a Muslim. Blah, 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 blah. But now I'm a Christian and I've come, blah, blah, blah. People within, imagine God will take somebody from a far distant nation and bless somebody. You want to figure it out. Say, how did he get private jet in Nigeria? How much is are the members giving? Say, now, wow. You know, Pastor Adeboye did a program. Over 25 million people gathered in that hall, I heard. And somebody in the comment section was saying, now, wow, this offering will choke. It was offering I was thinking of. 25 million. Imagine they give one K. Only one K. One say, imagine some go give 10 million or some kai. Oh boy. Pastors, they enjoy you. I for be pastor. Come become pastor now. Come. Come and enter. Pastor Peter is laughing now. You have tested pastorship. Come, come and become pastor. Bia. As long as the earth remaineth, the Bible says, seed time and what? Harvest shall not cease. I was listening to the story of Pastor Chris. They say years ago, he will come to church and say, oh, I can never be broke in my life. And the wife will just be watching and say, amen. Amen. And they will go back home, nothing to eat. And she'll be telling the husband, tell members that there's no food. Tell them the truth. He said, I'm saying the truth. He said, no, I mean there is no food. That's the truth. He said, no, that's not the truth. There's food. I heard about Ubad Angel one time. They said, he said, his one was so funny. He said, the wife will say every night he will wake up in the morning, in the midnight, I'll be describing the houses he will live in and the cars he will drive and the rest, and just be speaking by faith. Speaking by faith, nothing in the house. You'll go to the church and be making out. See, we are the richest. That even when they started miracle money, there was no money in the house. They were declaring miracle money. And when it's a miracle money, people are receiving money. But when they go back home, they are trusting God that the people that receive, can they please share some seed with the man of God? After all, the Bible says, he that blesses you spiritually shall enjoy your carnal goods too. Now, when you see these people enjoying, and they are truly, they really have money today. Obarenje has banks. He has plenty of properties in the US and in the UK. I'm trying to clarify that he has a lot of money. I don't want you to mistake that for anything. Okay? He is very blessed. Pastor Chris is very rich. I don't know if these bloggers are even aware. He is richer than what they think. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They have their own mobile phone now. I mean, Pastor Chris, see, believe me when I tell you. Just believe this. If you look at that man, he is very, very rich. Beyond anything you think in your heart. He's very, very rich. Sometimes it's not good to tell people how rich you are, because they may just faint. They can't contain it. Bishop Oyedepo, it's obvious. Can't you see it? I'll say something that is quite controversial before I drop this mic. I saw a video circulating, somebody trying to defame men of God because they have private jet. I said, how can they come from Nigeria because it's a poor nation or something? Listen to me carefully. Are you all hearing me tonight? Yes, listen very carefully. The Bible says we are in the world, not of the world. Because we are in Nigeria does not mean we are under the siege of whatever is happening in Nigeria. Didn't you read in your Bible that when the light of God rises from within you, nations shall come to the brightness of your light? I can be in Nigeria with a bad government and be excelling more than even the government. What is it? Is it a cause that there are more than 5 men of God in Nigeria that are doing well? Is it a battle? Is it not a blessing? They say, out of all the pastors in the whole world that have private jet, 10 of them, 5 are from Nigeria. We give glory to God. Thank God for Nigeria. It's something to be happy about, not to be sad about. Let's stop behaving like mediocres. You hear private jet, you get angry. Don't you want to have private jet? You want to give birth to a son that becomes a pastor that will never have a private jet? Say amen. But since this one is not your son yet, you are angry. Their mothers are happy for them. Look at the sacrifice I mentioned that some of them did. How many of you have ever done it? that God, in fact, some of you, God cannot speak in that kind of situation. I mean, you've been trusting God and suddenly 3 million hit your account. Which Holy Ghost want to speak? Where did they create that Holy Ghost from? That where did it pass from? And say, dear son, take 3 million, half the money, give 50% to orphanage home, and give 50% for my work. What of me, God? That's not your money yet. They brought a new car to Bishop Hedy, but he was just hitting it. The wife was just thanking God. He was hitting it. From the story I heard, he said, I just heard God. This is not our car. The woman said, it's not our car? He said, yes. That's what the Holy Ghost said. Let them sell the car. 0.5% to orphanage home, 0.5% for the project we are doing in church. Thank you. That's all. He's seen a bigger picture. Somebody came to him in Kaduna many years ago. He said the story and was saying, remember those days we were suffering together in the compound? He said, no. I know you, but I never suffered with you. He said, no, we were together now. We were suffering. He said, no. I never suffered. Yes, I remember your face. Yes, we're in Kaduna together. But I was not suffering with you. He said, I was enjoying. Another story, he said, he was saying, I can never be broke in my life on Sunday service. And a woman got offended and left the church. They say, why? He says, he's proud. He's saying he can never be broke in his life. Just like they say, one woman left our church because I said, I took flights. Say, why is he saying he took flights? Okay, and I said, okay, I rephrase the statement. I took keke. And the woman left church. They not told Bishop. Instead of begging, he said, let her go. Confidently, he said, let her go. I can never be broke in my life. I'm sure that woman has seen, if she's still alive, she's seen it today. You know, one time, before we close, there's this young man I met that used to be my neighbor many years ago. And he saw when I was fasting for GCMI at the beginning. I used to fast 3 days dry every week from Thursday to Saturday. And one of those days, he now started encouraging me. He said, Pastor Simon, God knows your heart. Don't fast. You are looking thin. You are doing like you will die, sir. Don't fast. God knows your heart. He will honor you. You have already fasted the fasting for the breakthrough. He was advising me. Then he now said, come to think of it, all this fasting is for what? I said, it's so that as I'm teaching the word of God, it will enter the heart of the people. He said, sir, it will enter. I tell you to enter. God sees your heart, sir. You are slim. People in the compound are saying it. I just want to come and tell you. I said, don't worry, it's fine. I'm on 3 days dry. I'll break after service. Blah, 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 blah. I continued my fast. How did he know I used to fast? He will bring food. I will not collect. He will bring food. Such a nice guy. Then one of these days when we departed from, we went to different compounds after some years, he saw me walking towards first camp from CHS. He rushed to me and took his hand, everything in his pocket, he removed it and dropped for me. He said, prophet, because we're already in T2 gate. He said, I see what God is doing with you. I remember how you started. See, he was one of the first people that started with us in 100 level. When we were three, he took the picture and he told me, he said, I'm going to remind you of this picture one day. We're three. He said this was, when he gave me all the money, he said, you have to collect. If anybody in this world one day say you are enjoying too much, God will punish them. That's why I was just talking on the street. Because I saw the days we were fasting 3 days dry. Now, I'll give you a background. Imagine I buy a private jet. One day, which I will buy. Karodus Karia Kafai. I will buy. If you want to live, they say Pope don't have private jet, pastors have. What is our business? Thank God for Pope. Thank God for Pastor. Has Pope ever missed his flight? The problem is not whether Pope have a private jet to his name. When will Pope say, I want to travel, that they will say, you cannot travel. But which pastor can go to Chan Changi Airline? I don't know if they still exist. And say, I want to travel by 5 o'clock. And they will not say, sorry, the flight has been delayed. I don't know if you have seen delayed flight before. It's very painful. You tell somebody in 40 minutes, I'm coming. And the airport, they'll just tell you the cloud is changed. Sorry, due to some challenges, we cannot travel again. The flight is canceled to the next 2 hours. And you people are seated like this waiting for a morning service. Is it fair? Whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do in that service is bigger than private jet. It's bigger than what? Private jet. I can preach in three nations at the same day. So I'm going to be three states or four states in the same day. Well, I'm going to be GCMI Kaduna. I will be with you shortly. GCMI Abuja, Lagos. I'm going to preach 1 hour for all of you on social Sunday. How would that be possible if the Holy Ghost wants that to be possible? Is it if I'm speeding on the road? No. It has to be my own private facility. When I'm done blessing lives here, God will bless them very well. I go here, I bless them. I go. You're looking at, they say private jet, you are thinking of the money. Think about the souls that have been impacted by the reason of the private jet. Stop thinking about the money. What can a man offer in exchange of a soul? Talk less of plenty souls. Is it private jet? Don't be talking like a mediocre. Because you see people emotional talking and they are looking like they want to cry. Does not mean what they are saying is right. Sometimes be discerning. Come back a little bit and try to discern where somebody is speaking from. A lot of times it's from offense. But if you are not careful, you just take everything inside on your inside because the person sounds like an ancient revivalist. How can you just wake up and want to defame men of God? You think everybody is a devil? It's so painful. You just wake up one day and say, Bishop Edepo is a bad person. Edepo is a bad. Are you okay? So God was raising devils all this while in Nigeria. Why is it so easy? It's so painful. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. To wake up and just look at human beings and say they are cut off from God. They know what I want to say because they are scared of what I want to say. So they do not allow me to preach. Who are you? What do you want to say that have not been said in the Bible? That all the men of God are scared of you. Because we are on our road to hell. Be careful how you listen to people. Don't be emotional because somebody is crying and see me, you think it's right. Apollos was very fervent, the Bible said, yet he was wrong. He sounded like he knew what he was saying. Priscilla and Aquila, when they taught him, he repented immediately. He said, I made a mistake. Took him to Paul, laid hands on him, he became baptized in the Holy Ghost. Fervency is not proof that you know what you are saying. You can be fervently wrong. Imagine I come to you now and say, the Bible says Jesus is a girl. Somebody said, Jesus is a girl. Now I've shouted, is Jesus a girl? I said rubbish with fervency. And if you are always around people who think prosperity to be a bad thing, there should be a balance to prosperity, but prosperity is not bad. You will not make progress if you are around those kind of people. Because if you check them, there's a root of bitterness. A root of bitterness in them. It's too easy. Elijah was having that useless impression. What did God tell him? He said, I have many that have not bowed down to what? Many. He said, I'm the only one remaining. He said, it's a lie. There are many. A lot of time when you start having impression that you are the only one remaining, just hear what God told Elijah. There are many. Many that have not bowed down. How can you say I miss billions, many thousands of pastors gathered in the congregation? Because of they know what God wants to say through you. They're only you. They are scared. Because they are private. Because of that he went and did research. If you want private jet, trust God for private jet. Because even you talking, if you are private jet, your ministry will be easy for you. Now, I'm telling you people because you are under GCMI. Many people sometimes they shy away from addressing, speaking against this kind of things that sound like truth, but they are not true. From the pulpit. It is wrong. So who is a false prophet? Is it Bishop Edepo that is a false prophet? Is it Padibwe that is a false prophet? You have to wake up. It's bad because some of us who are young now, I saw some videos like that circulating. I'm wondering what is happening in the hearts of all those people that are 10K liking it. What is happening in their heart? Who are they seeing as false prophet now? Who are they calling false prophet? That they are loving the thing.
and were there, a denomination that God wants to see dead, are saying, thank God I'm it. Thank God I'm it. Thank God I'm it. If you have mind and really want to say the truth, there's a problem from where, whatever you are quoting from, there's a problem. Tell them to stop worshiping Mary. Offense will make you think upside down. Are we together? Well, I'm a prophet and I've spoken. Let him that has ears hear. Like I say, it's not by force to hear. It's a choice to hear. Are we together? As I'm telling you now, am I catching your ear and putting it inside? I just said it. You have the choice to what? Hear. Use your brain. In Africa, they just use emotionality to wash people. In the Western world, it's knowledge. Think, reason. Even God say, come, let's what? Don't be scared to reason. God wants to reason to you. Is it when somebody says something up there that you will not reason? If God wants to reason to you, which man of God should talk for you not to reason? Reason. And finally, again, I will say, prosperity is not bad. But pursuing prosperity is bad. It cannot be a focal point. It is the prosperity of a fool that what destroys him, not prosperity itself. You must have the mindset for prosperity. It is the Lord God that gave what? Power to make wealth. Are you listening to me? And all of you will enter into those level of wealth, crazy level of wealth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now bow your heads and thank the Lord for this word. Give him praise. Worship him. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for such a wonderful time. In Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.